The Federal Clean Water Act is supposed to stop people from polluting streams, wetlands, and other waterways that are connected to the country's major lakes, rivers, and coastal areas. But what if the wetland in question is located 20 miles from the nearest major waterway? Is it covered by the Clean Water Act? That's the question the court will consider. In the 1980s, John Rapano started moving sand from one part of property he owned in Michigan to another to fill in some wetlands. He wanted to sell the land to a shopping mall developer. The trouble is, he didn't get permits from the Army Corps of Engineers to fill in the wetlands. The government says he should have.
The property has a drainage ditch that runs through it.
Robin Rivett is a lawyer for the Pacific Legal Foundation. It's a property rights group that's representing Rapanos.
And because of the movement of the sand on the property, which is characterized as wetlands, the government came in and has prosecuted him for actually discharging fill material into the navigable waters.
Rapanos was charged with violating the Clean Water Act. Washington's demanding $13 million in fines and fees, and it wants him to set aside about 80 acres as wetlands. In another case that's been combined with the Rapanos matter, developers in southeast Michigan were denied permits to fill in wetlands so they could build a condominium complex. That site's about 2 miles from Lake St. Clair, which lies between Lakes Huron and Erie. In both cases, the federal government says the sites fall under the Clean Water Act because they're located near navigable waters. Actually, that term, navigable waters, has evolved over the years and has come to mean interstate or intrastate waters, along with their wetlands and tributaries. The plaintiffs, their attorneys, and supporters say the land should be governed by state environmental regulations rather than the federal Clean Water Act. But on the side of the government in this case are 35 state governments, along with many environmental and conservation groups. Jim Murphy's a lawyer for the National Wildlife Federation. His group has filed briefs on behalf of more than a dozen organizations that support the federal position.
What's at stake here is the ability of the Act to protect the vast number of tributaries that flow into navigable waters and the wetlands that surround and feed into those tributaries. If those tributaries and wetlands aren't protected under the Federal Clean Water Act, it becomes difficult, if not impossible, for the Clean Water Act to achieve its goal to protect water quality.
Murphy says if the Supreme Court rules that Congress did not intend to protect wetlands like the ones in this case, then about half the wetlands in the country could lose their federal protection. Murphy and others on his side worry that wetlands could begin disappearing more quickly than they already do today. Scott Yake directs conservation programs for Ducks Unlimited, a wetlands protection group.
The landowners who have those wetlands would no longer be subject to getting the Corps of Engineers review, so essentially they could do anything they wanted with them.
The lawyers for the landowners don't see it that way. The Pacific Legal Foundation's Robin Rivett says individual states would have something to say.
I believe there are 47 states that have their own clean water programs. And if it's clear that the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction over local waters, the states will obviously step in to protect those waters.
Maybe they will, maybe they won't, say environmental groups. They fear a patchwork of water protection laws. They say it could mean that polluted water from a state with weaker laws could flow into a state with stronger water protection laws. Jim Murphy of the National Wildlife Federation.
The Clean Water Act provides a floor. It provides comprehensive protection. It provides a floor beyond which states can't, states must maintain that level of protection.
Those who support the property owners in this case say it's about more than clean water. It's also about land use. They say if the court rules that waterways and wetlands are interconnected and all deserving of protection under the Clean Water Act, then what could be left out? Dwayne Desiderio is with the National Association of Home Builders, which has filed briefs supporting the property owners.
All water flows somewhere. Every drop of water in the United States, when it goes down the Continental Divide, is going to drain into the Atlantic Ocean, into the Pacific Ocean, or into the Gulf of Mexico, pretty much.
Both sides are hoping the Supreme Court provides a clear definition of which wetlands and tributaries Congress intended to protect when it passed the Clean Water Act. A decision is expected by this summer. For the GLRC, I'm Michael Leland.